We're continuing the Ish Samar Gion Sefav Neramoah. Ish is a shocher paratas and hadig but legat fi yomer shoshim neyit. Yifayim lehoitis al dover mafum neyit dover acher al mafashu yichus. The woman forgot to let one Shabbos and the minig is from there on she asked another one. Even though still now she has two, which is neyit dover with shom, now she has more. She doesn't lose out that remnant of dover shom, but she's just adding her four. She forgot multiple times. Each time she forgets, you should add another one. This is a knot. So if there was an oinus, again, once you ask the shayla, maybe you will not, she will not be required to ask another one. Yeah. The example is she was put in jail and they didn't let her light, then she doesn't have to add those three. Yeah. So the rabbi says that a woman who can't afford to light an extra candle, they could get the candles that are slightly bigger, or put a little bit more oil into the candle adding. See if they zechel noshim, echel noshim, hayovim, liyoit, vaseim, neodolik, vishab. Requirement to have a candle lit in one's home applies to both men and women. See, le'eva mayoicham, shoyer, la'vtochim, lekeach, shem, and umadik, tener, shuzet, echel, and yishab. Maybe he doesn't have food to eat, he should beg for money, till he'll be able to light the candles. The Kabbalah says, when it says he doesn't have to eat, doesn't mean he doesn't have anything to eat. But if zero to eat, that comes before the candle. Candle while you eat. But the order is that once you have bread to eat for Shabbos, then you buy the candles before you buy the rest of the food that you need to do the Shabbos. The person is getting, doesn't have money at all for himself, but he's getting food from the stocker, also has to make sure that he gets the candles. In the case where he's very short on money, and buying two candles will cause him not to have extra food, he can suffice with one candle, and then buy a little fish or something for Shabbos. And how she said, you also have to beg for money to buy candles, is also for one candle. More than that, you don't have. Women are the ones who take more responsibility for this mitzvah, and they should do so, because they're the ones that are setting up the household, and therefore they have the schus to this mitzvah. Even the husband says, I want to do it. The wife has precedence. She comes before the husband. If there's a lot of candles, then she should give him to light a few of them, if he wants to. When the minhag is that a woman who gives birth, first Shabbos, the husband does the candle lighting. The mice of the Makar, this minhag is that generally those age women do not have enough prayer to stand up and light the candle. Based on that, Rabbi Yosha says that she didn't manage to give birth right before and she had enough prayer to get up and light herself. And she can light the first Shabbos. Even though the woman is the one who does the lighting, but it's a proper thing for the husband to set up the candle. Since the week, put everything in place. The main Yodim has taken the thing that says Shabbos, so the Kiddush HaYoyim is Shabbos Koyim. So we're talking about a person that had just bread, and they don't have wine for Kiddush. Now Shabbos comes before that, and we'll make the Kiddush on the bread. Even though they are so Hanukkah, they assume a Nisa, prophesying the miracles, but Shalom Bayis comes first. So therefore, if you have money only for one of the two, you buy for Hanukkah, for Shabbos, and not for Hanukkah. As we said before, you can buy one, you have enough money for the two candles, so you use the first one for Shabbos, the second one for Hanukkah. The Ruru says that you can afford to be Mahadran and Hanukkah, and you have enough for one candle for Shabbos, and not enough. A blind woman could also light with a bracha, but the Mishnah Berurah says that if the husband is not blind, he should make the bracha. He should light and make the bracha. If the blind person is visiting somebody who is lighting also, so you know if you have two Baal Batim means you have the second one also light because of the extra light. The blind person doesn't appreciate the extra light, so he wouldn't light.